Welcome to The Review with Joy & Company, featuring conversations with best-selling authors as well as the hottest reviews with the authors you choose. We're inspiring the world through Christian literature. Stay logged on. We'd like to know, what are you reading?
Hello, hello. That's my favorite question. What are you reading? Drop us a line sometime and let us know. Hi, I'm Joy. Welcome to The Review. As always, I am delighted to be in the midst of your company. We've got two really, I'm going to say this word, don't y'all laugh at me, but we've got two really groovy books. I don't know why that word just came to my mind, but we've got two very groovy books to talk about tonight, okay. And we're visiting with two of my favorite people that I've met since doing The Review with Joy & Company. And I'm not going to jump the gun here. It's Marvelous Monday, and I truly hope you've had a marvelous day. If not, hang out with us for the next couple of hours and let us put the marvelous in your Monday. We're streaming live from Fishbowl Radio Studios here in Bedford, Texas. And before we jump into the stream with our first author, let's say hello to Rosemary LeGrand.
Hello, everyone. It's a delight to be in the midst of your company again this evening.
And hi to Rose Lewis.
Hi, everyone. How are you today?
Yeah.
We're doing great. We're with my favorite little friend.
Yes, we are. Yes, Haley is definitely your favorite little friend. I'm so excited about this first hour, guys, because as you know, I really do love when we have a child author. I love children's books, and when we started doing child authors, at first it was a little challenging for us, but I'm telling you, tonight we're visiting with an 8-year-old, and I got a feeling she's going to take this review and run with it. Her name is Haley, and I want to give you her full name, Haley Peyton McDonald, and she is no stranger to The Review because she comes every year practically to the Christian Literary Awards, and I'm just elated and thrilled that she's got a book on the 2022 platform. So I want you guys to receive Haley McDonald well. Haley, it gives me great pleasure to say welcome to The Review. We got some little hand clapping thing going on. Well, Haley, today we're talking about your book, Haleyisms, A Kid's View of Life, Volume 1. These are special quotes by Haley. Tell our audience, Haley, just a little bit about what your book is about.
It's about funny things that I've said when I was a little girl that I used to say.
Okay.
To my family, and they used to laugh at it.
Well, you know what? On the cover of the book, Haley, it says Volume 1. So if there's a Volume 1, that gives your readers to think that there's going to be a Volume 2 coming out. So you must have said a lot of funny things. When you were a little girl, do you still find yourself saying little funny things?
I still say a little bit of funny things sometimes, but not really that much.
Not that much. Yeah, you're busy doing other things.
You know why Haley says they're not that funny anymore? Because they're so packed with wisdom.
Yes. And that is so true, Rose. Yes. Would be you to pick that up. This book, Haleyisms, A Kid's View of Life, is a wonderful book for you to have and to share with your children. And here's the kicker. This book Haley is, how old are you, Haley?
8 years old.
Wow, isn't that something to contend with? So just think about the things that you could be doing with your 8-year-olds and how you can be, you know, projecting them and taking them into their future. I love it. That's one of the reasons why I love child authors. Now tell me, Haley, what has been your experience so far as an author? Do you see yourself as an author? What does that mean to you?
Do you like to make up stories?
A little bit.
You like to make up stories a little bit? And you know, I've got to calm down because I shot 3 questions to you in one thing, so I'm going to do better, okay? So let's break that conversation down with me, and let me just ask you one question. What does it mean to you to be an author? Is it fun knowing that you've written, you've put your sayings into the book and you've got pictures? Tell us about it.
I like the pictures because it reminds me when I was a little girl and what I used to say and what I used to do.
Uh-huh.
And what I used to hold or what I used to say to people so then they would laugh.
I love that. So have you let your friends know that you have a book out? Do a lot of your friends at school know? Not yet?
Not yet.
There's some of them are going to know tonight. Yeah, after tonight, a lot of people are going to know that you have a book out.
Well, you know what? I know you're ready for them because one of your isms told me that it doesn't matter what people think of you. You just go on anyway and be happy, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's really good. So did you have a hand in picking out the pictures? Because I love the pictures in the book. I want you guys to know these are, Haley has been taking pictures since she came into the world. And so this book has wonderful pictures of a child's life and just the joy. It makes you know why you love children so much. So did you pick out any of these pictures for the book?
No.
No?
My grandma did.
Your grandma did? She's got a whole collection of them, huh? Years and years.
Because my mom and my dad and my other family members have kept on taking pictures of me.
Yeah. Yes. And you love it. Do you like taking pictures?
Not that really.
Well, I couldn't have told that as a truth. Because you are posing on all of those pictures with funny hats and your boa. What did you say about your boa? What does your boa do for you? Gives you a little attitude, maybe.
Yes.
It makes me look kind of bossy.
Well, that's good.
You'll like that. You'll like that feeling, especially as you get a little older, because I tell you, there's nothing more fun than being a girl boss. I like that. It makes you look more bossy. Rose, do we have to say hello to anyone?
Yes, we do, and I felt that I needed to do that now, so you're reading my mind, because I think it'll make Haley feel good to know who's with us.
Okay.
Noelle Matthews is here.
Ah.
You know who that is, don't you? And Brenda Smith says, hey, Regina and Haley.
Hi.
And Kevin Hunley, he says, hi, Haley Bug.
Aw.
Uncle Kevin is proud of you.
Aw.
And Noelle Matthews had said, yes, she does. I'm one of the things she said. And Brenda Smith has joined us. She said, I told you, she said, hey, Regina and Haley. David Barrow is with us. Jerry Rogers is with us.
Hi.
And Jerry Rogers says, oops, hello.
Well, oops, thanks for jumping on the stream with us tonight. As we're visiting with one of our favorite girls, I want to thank you guys so much for jumping in the stream with us and making Miss Haley feel at home. Haley McDonald is talking to us about her book, Haleyisms, A Kid's View of Life, Volume 1, quotes by Haley Payton McDonald. And you can visit us us at joyandcompany.org to get a copy of this book. Just click on the picture of the book, and it'll take you right to the site where you can buy this book and several any other books for children that you would really enjoy.
Awesome.
Yes, Ms. Rose.
You know, out of the mouth of babes. You know, as I read through, I have all these isms, you know, because they are really wisdom, you know, because I mean, Haley may just be talking and just saying things, but as I went through your book, Haley, I realized that you were not just talking as a little girl, you were talking to us as grown-ups as well. So I wrote some of the things. Number 17, you said, sometimes you just gotta try new things. Like maybe put in a Dorito in between. Into your Oreo cookie. That's ism 17, you know? Sounds good, right? Sometimes new things don't work out as well as you thought they would. That's kind of sound like a life lesson. So my little ism here, it says, don't worry, just be happy. You know, put a Dorito in your cookie if you want to. Yeah.
Actually, when I tried it, I didn't really like it.
You didn't like it? But that's wisdom, though, because you're saying do what makes you happy.
Yes.
You know, if a Dorito, you know, in an Oreo cookie makes you happy, go for it, you know? So that's my little ism for number 17, and then we'll continue as Joy. Continue on Rose.
I like the one when you compared life to the puzzle. Do you remember that about the puzzle?
Uh-huh.
The puzzle was ism 9.
Ism 9.
Maybe you can take
nine.
A look at ism 9,
yes.
Haley, and tell me what made you come up with this? What gave you that idea?
So like putting all the pieces together made me feel like it made a big land, and it made a big picture of all of it by seeing it all together, and it made it stand out more than just putting one piece there and just letting it be blank.
And what if a piece was missing? What would that be like?
I would go look for it, and I would find it, and then when I was done, I would put it in the puzzle.
Yes.
Wow.
Because like you said, when the pieces come together, it's a beautiful picture. And when all the pieces of our life are together, it makes us beautiful people.
Yes.
Operating the way God wants us to.
Yes.
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 So do you like putting together puzzles?
Yes.
You do? I do too. I come from a puzzle family. We love puzzles. And it's nothing more distracting or disheartening than to get almost finished with a puzzle and you're missing one or two pieces. Has that ever happened to you?
I don't think so.
Well, good, girl.
You know why
good.
It doesn't happen to Haley? Because she keeps everything together.
Yes. And she's organized, right?
Yes.
What I do is I try and figure out what pieces go together, how to make the whole thing together.
Well. And how to make it fit.
Huh. How to make it fit all together so then it can be in a big picture all together.
Yes. Have you ever tried putting a puzzle piece in the wrong spot?
Yeah, I've done that a lot.
And what does that make you feel like when you're doing that? Do you have to just, how do you work through that?
I say, well, that's not the piece that goes to it, so I try and get a different piece, and if that doesn't go to it, then I find the other piece, and then that probably works. And then I find the other piece that goes to the other piece.
So I think you need a lot of patience to work a puzzle, right? Well, that's good. And patience is what, Rosemary? A pretty good virtue to have. That's great. So what grade have you completed, and where are you going to next year? What grade?
I'm going to third grade.
So you finished second grade. You're going to third grade as a published author. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. So what you guys, I mean, Haley, I'm the hog. When I'm talking to an author that I love about a book that I love, I just try to hog the whole show.
That's
so
okay.
No, you're not.
I'm doing good.
And if I want to say anything, do you mind if I go like this?
No, you know what, Rosemary, it's you. You can tap me if you want to. So, go ahead.
Ism 16, we have something in common. It's about Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Why is Tuesday? Tell us about Tuesday.
Tuesday, I got to stay. I got to wear comfy clothes, and I got to wear my Minnie Mouse slippers. And I got to have fun.
Yes, and you know what? That's why we get along good. Because Miss Rose liked Tuesdays, because that's my off day from work. And I get comfy, too.
And I think in that, you were saying to us, make a decision. What do you want to do? Go on, make a decision. You want to stay home? You want to go to work? You love Tuesday? You love Monday, Tuesday? Just make a decision. You know, so that was my ism. For number 16.
I love that you put in a plug in it that you get to wear a shirt with all of your causes on it. So
yes.
I was wondering, what are some of your causes, and what does that even mean?
You know, like your shirt had Be Mighty on it. That was your cause when you were that age.
Remember
anything else? You were big on?
My best sister shirt.
A shirt that says you're the best sister?
I also have a necklace that says big sister on it, and my sister has a little one that says little sister on it, and it goes together as a heart.
Oh, so that gives you a really big cause there to be sisters in love forever.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
A lot of messages in that.
And you know what? You had a picture of you walking thinly, taking care of your little sister, too, didn't you?
Yes.
You like taking care of your little sister?
Yes.
What
makes you feel so special being a big sister?
I like to be with my sister all the time. Like, if she plays something, I don't want her just to be alone. I want to play with her instead of her just playing by herself. I want to join her with what she's doing or what she's going to.
That's so beautiful. Because that's not selfish, and being unselfish is a great attribute.
Yes. That's a wonderful quality.
Yes.
Well, things have gotten a little challenging that you're just not a big sister to a little sister anymore, but you're another big sister too, right? To whom? So who else are you a big sister to?
I'm a big sister to my little brother named Noah.
Noah. And how old is Noah now?
He is 9 months.
So do you find that as being a big sister to your little sister, and now you have to be a big sister to Noah, do you do different things with them?
If my brother's crying, I ask my mom if I can go help him, or if I can help him, like, when he's not, like, if he's not doing something, I'll help him with that thing. And then he can stop doing that thing, and I'll show him something else to do.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're a big sister. You're going to have Noah stay out of trouble.
I love it. We've been talking to you.
Yes. Now, you like ballet, tap, and jazz.
Yes.
Which is your favorite?
Jazz.
Why jazz, girl? See, I told you. That's why you my girl. That music, baby, that jazz, that's me and you.
Jazz.
What do you like about jazz?
The beat and the music to it.
Yeah, that rhythm, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who else likes jazz? Miss Joy. Miss Joy from the Jazz City, baby. She's from New Orleans. Jazz capital.
Yeah, that's what we like to think. Philly kind of has something to say about that,
But New Orleans is doing it.
Yes.
Bourbon Street is known everywhere.
That's what I try to tell those people from Philadelphia.
Well, see, I agree with you.
I'm with you.
So, and you just finished being in a dance recital, right?
Yes.
How was that?
It was good.
Was this your first recital?
No, this was my fifth year.
Your fifth year, so your fifth recital.
I got a trophy and a medal.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That means you must be really good.
Wow. Okay, some people got questions here. Okay. First of all, Stella Alexander says, hello, trio.
Hi, Stella.
And I don't think I mentioned that Tiki Hicks was here with us.
Hello, Tiki.
And Noelle says, Finley said, love you, sissy.
Aww. Tell her I said thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. And Miss Stella Alexander wants to know, how have people reacted to your t-shirts when they read what they say? When people tell you, oh, you're a big sister, they ask you questions about being a big sister when they see your big sister t-shirt. They don't say nothing, girl.
No.
What? We got to get them straight because being a big sister is important. They should be saying something about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the book, when you talk about Loving Tuesday and having t-shirts with a cause, the picture that you have has Be Mighty. Be Mighty. What does that mean to you?
It means, like, be yourself and be who you want to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's very empowering. And if you walk around with that all day on your Lazy Tuesday, where you can just kind of relax and let that be your favorite day, that's you being mighty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Wow.
Miss Stella Alexander says, big sister compassion, I love you.
That's so nice.
And she says she applaud your parents for the solid foundation they have set.
Yes.
So kudos to your parents.
Awesome.
They're doing a great job.
Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Oh, that is so precious.
That is so precious. You know?
So, Haley, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was thinking, Haley, at your age, you're just 8 years, right?
Yes.
You know, you're a ballerina, you're a jazz dancer, you are all of that. But you did try out basketball.
Oh,
how did that work for you?
It was good.
It was good.
When I was trying to get into the baskets, I wouldn't get it, and I would keep on trying until I got better.
Okay.
And I would always get a shot in it, and I would always get points, or I would always get a score.
Okay, but that's not your thing, right? You don't.
I don't like it anymore.
You don't like it anymore.
I'm trying to do soccer.
Okay.
So do you think you'll like soccer better than basketball?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, you're thinking about
it. I'm thinking about it before I do
it. Oh, it is?
Okay, that's important. That's very, very important.
Because, go ahead. I was going to say soccer is fantastic. My grandson, he is a professional soccer player.
Yes.
You know, he lives in London, and he plays for Wimbledon.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So have a go. You might like it.
Yes. But you know what? It doesn't matter because look at ism number 25. Can you read that to us?
That's what I was going to ask her to do. Why don't you read some of your isms for us?
Number 25. It just fits perfect.
Oh, I love this picture on number 25.
Yes.
25.
It says, kids want to know why everything seems so complicated. I don't get it either, but you just gotta let it go and don't let it make you bonkers.
So it doesn't matter what they think about you with basketball or what people say about you with your bow or nothing. Don't go bonkers, girl.
Yeah. Just let it go, right?
Just let it go.
But you know what I got out of that, Haley? I wrote my number 25. I said even as adults, we ask those same questions too.
Yes.
But what we have to realize is that instead of going bonkers, just know that God is in control.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's a good point. That stretches into a lot.
Yes,
it really does. Listen, guys, you're tuned in to The Review with Joy and Company. We're having a marvelous Monday time here visiting with Haley Payton McDonald, and we're talking about her book, Haleyisms. It is a kid's view of life. It's volume one, so you're getting in on the first run of things here. But it is the sweetest book. Wonderful coffee table book and great ideas in it. Things that you can do to help develop your children over the summer. What a wonderful way. Because I loved it when Art Linkletter said, kids say the darndest things.
But you know, when I read her book, I found itself not just being a help to kids, it was a help to me.
Very much so.
You know,
because
it made me smile, because she talked about COVID, and she talked about how she would be glad when it's over, so we could touch and hug each other again. And just to think about, here she was, as young as she is, having that compassion. And understanding the magnitude of what it had done to us as a people, and what we were missing out on.
Because
as I read it too, Haley, I just want you to know, you know, I wrote all my isms here. Because, you know, it is wisdom.
It is.
You know, every little, you know, every number one, from number one to number 40, you know, was wisdom, something that we could take and something that we can implement in our own lives and pass it on to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. So I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
I want you to read ism number 28. I think everyone in the world needs to know ism number 28.
Yes.
It says, if you think no one is watching, I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure God is.
I know. There's a song that God is watching you, you know? God.
I didn't know that.
Yes, there's a God. So my number 28, as Rose said, is God is always watching you. So that's why we have to be consistent in what we do. Yeah, not only is God watching us, but other people around, they're watching us to see if we are going to do the things that we say we're going to do.
He's watching everybody.
He's watching everybody.
Yes, he is. Do you see how her eyes looked when she said that?
I
could feel the depth of it. I got you, God.
They
need to know.
You're
watching everybody.
You're watching everybody.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Do you have moments at school sometimes where you have to remind yourself, or when the kids sometime in your school, maybe you want to say to yourself, do they know God is watching them? Do you have those moments?
Sometimes.
Not that much. Oh, good.
Read ism number 22. I think it connects with what Joy is talking about.
Yeah.
It says, now that I'm a kinder kid, I smile a lot. At first I didn't, so I said a prayer and it worked. It's good to say a prayer when you're not smiling a lot.
Wow, that is so good.
My ism for that was, God can change your attitude.
Rosemary, because when I read it, I thought about, you can fight your way out of depression.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pray about it and put on a smile.
Yes.
Don't let
yes.
everything get
yes.
you down.
Yes.
Don't
Indeed.
Let it wipe you out.
Right.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
telling you, it's little things that
yes.
she said,
yes.
but they pierce you.
Yes,
they make
they
you
do.
Think.
Yes, yes they do. Think. They make you think. And,
awesome.
You know, they're things that you can hold dear to your heart. And what this book did for me, Haley, is it just made me know and recognize how powerful children are.
Yes.
And that, you know, it's so easy sometimes for adults to take what their children are saying, the little ones are saying, for granted. But there's so much wisdom, even in the mind of a 5-year-old or an 8-year-old, you know, and we should pay attention because we can learn a lot from an 8-year-old Haley-ism.
Yeah.
But you know, when I look at her isms, I see it as a direct line from God.
Yes.
Because God is making deposits into her and letting her hear his voice.
Yes. Yes.
Because those thoughts are his voice.
Yes.
And if she can catch him and grab him now, think about what a powerhouse she'll be when she get mama's age.
Yes.
Oh my God. Wow. She's going to be.
You going to get that old girl? You going to get that old
girl?
Me?
Oh, no. Okay,
well, that would go super duper fast. If I was already that age.
Do you know, well, Haley, on that note, could you read ism number 29 for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Go back.
It says, It says, if you sit very still and listen really hard, you can hear the angels playing in the grass.
Indeed, and my ism for that was, be still, because you never know when you're going to hear the voice of God. You know? That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And Stella Alexander really came behind you that, and she said, from the mouth of babes.
Listen. From the mouth of babes.
That's why God loves the little children.
Yes, that's what he
says. He says, suffer not to let the little children come unto him.
Yes.
You know, awesome. Because they're just such a special place. There's so much wisdom in these Haleyisms. You guys, I say it's a coffee book, but really and truly, it's that nightstand book. You want to wake up in the morning, turn to any page, and just let the simplistic beauty of a child bless you. Yes. And sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need to draw out of our adult self and relate to something as simple as being still and listening to hear the angels in the grass. I'm going to do that this week.
I thought that was interesting.
That was
I said, how did she sit there and get still and quiet enough to even think about it's angels in the grass.
Yeah,
it could have been bugs. It could have been ants.
No.
It could have been anything.
See, I got to cut in here because Haley has seen angels her entire life. When she was a baby, I mean, she would get really still and look at one corner of my den, and she would just stare. And I would say, are you seeing angels, baby? And she would just smile. And I knew she was.
Wow.
And so she has seen them forever. Forever. She
what
has.
What a blessing.
That is beautiful.
It's a special child.
Yes,
that's really beautiful.
Yes.
We've
just don't realize who
we're
sitting around.
That's right.
Baby, one day we're going to look back on this interview and we're going to see Haley, and she's going to be on some big stage speaking to people, saying just wonderful things to heal people's mind and make them feel special and make them realize why they need to enjoy being them. And I'm going to say, I remember that little girl. She's all grown up now, helping the whole wide world.
Yes.
That's you, Haley.
That's you, Haley.
What do you say?
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yes. You know, I'm going to read ism number 36 because when I was reading it today, it made me think about, you know, we always complain, I'm too fat, I'm too this, my hair looks a mess, my this, my that. But ism number 36 says, if you don't love yourself from head to toe, nobody else is gonna. It's a new year. Be proud of you.
Be proud of you.
I think we all need to take that message. Be proud of you.
Yeah.
Because God, we were all created in God's image and likeness. So we should be proud of who we are.
Exactly.
Because he don't create no junk.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
And it takes a child to remind us sometimes of beautiful things like that. I love that. Haley,
love
do
it.
You have a Haleyism that you like? Why don't you just choose a couple and read them to us and tell us what...
And I'm going to read some things here. Mary Eaton Greenman says, my word phrase for the year, be still and know I am God.
Oh, good.
And Jerry Rogers says, truly inspiring and edifying. And then when she reads her ism, I'm going to ask her a question from Stella Alexander.
Okay, sounds great. I want to thank our audience again. Thank you guys for jumping in the stream with us and participating. What an encouragement you're being to Haley tonight and giving her encouragement and motivating her. So thank you guys.
Okay, she's got three she picked
up. Okay.
On number 12, it
number
says.
Number 12.
Let them get to
That's cute. Oh, I like number 9.
Number 12. One is good too.
That
That started it all.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
On number 12, it says, if you want it your way and I want it my way, then what?
Now that is pretty deep. What does that mean to you?
like if I want it my way and the other person wants it that way, we can take turns by doing their way first and the other person's way second.
Awesome. That's a great compromise.
That's my word here.
That
my word was compromise.
That is awesome.
Okay.
Wow. Number 12 is compromise.
The next page is 13.
13.
Oh, I love this picture, you Haley.
Thank you.
Oh, looks like you caught an angel looking at that.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Yes.
It says, some days are way too busy. You just got to stop and daydream a little or you'll go bonkers.
You go bonkers. Can I tell you what my ism for that one was?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
My ism was rest and smell the roses. Yeah? So just rest, you know? Don't be too busy running here, there, and everywhere.
That's good, Rosemary.
For Rosemary.
Yes, my friend.
I really like that you pulled out an ism for everyone of Haley's ism. That was very intuitive of you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I bet you had a lot of fun doing that.
It was because, as I said, it's a child's book, but when you read, it's really wisdom, you know, that we can incorporate in our own lives.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's not just a child's book.
Yes.
You know, an adult can pick, the same way I could, you know?
Yes.
An adult can pick that book up and then and their life could be changed.
Yes, they can.
It's life changing.
You know, it's life changing.
Definitely. Yes. So we're going to have another read from Haley.
Which one?
On page 20.
Ism 20.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. It says, sometimes things happen that just makes you lose your mind.
Yes. And my ism for 20 was sometimes we can get depressed and we can get anxious. So depression and anxiety can make you lose your mind. Mm-hmm. So just be still.
That's good, Rosemary. Yes. Stella Alexander wants to know, Haley, tell us what is in your thoughts at this very moment.
Right now.
Oh, Stella, great question.
Great question, Stella.
I'm thinking about things that I've done since I was little, and since I've grown. And since I've been, since I got taller, I've said more things, except for just saying the things that I've said since I was a little girl.
Wow. Oh.
So that's telling me that you have matured. And the things you used to say as a little girl, now you say bigger things that mean more. And do I have it right?
Yes,
good
ma'am.
Good job.
Good job, Rose. Job for Haley.
Yes.
Listen, guys, you're still tuned into the Review with Joy and Company, and we're still visiting with Haley McDonald talking about her book, Haleyisms. It's a great book for you to have and to share with your little ones and to share with yourself and anyone else who will listen, because it's just really great food for thought. Stimulating thoughts coming out of the mouth of a babe. And you can visit us at joyandcompany.org to get your copy of Haleyisms. Haley, whenever an author comes on our show, we like to say thank you, and we do it in a very special way. It's in the person of Miss Rosemary LeGrand, and she has what we call the WIC, Words Inspiring Change. This is kind of her niche. She likes to do things, too, with isms. So this is
my personal
ism from her, from us to you.
Yes. The Word of God says in Psalm 127:3, children are a gift from the Lord, and they are a reward to Him. So, precious one, children are so very special to God. They are really a gift to God. You, Haley, you are so special to God. He knew you before you were born, and he has a special plan for your life. You are a blessing from God. You know, you give so much joy that you don't even understand or even imagine. God gave your mom and dad a great blessing. He gave them the privilege to raise you with so much love. Always remember that you are also God's child. He is your father, and that he is with you everywhere you go. So until next time, remember, keep praying. God has a good plan for your life, and he loves you. May God richly bless you.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what version you read from, but I don't know. Was it NIV?
Yes.
Yes. And I'm sitting here looking at that. Children are a heritage from the Lord. Offspring a reward from him.
Yes.
That to me is she's a legacy.
She is a legacy.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So special to.
Amen.
Special to him.
Thank you for that, yeah. Rosemary. It's always really special when we listen to one of your wigs. It's always so appropriate that you match it just with what the topic of the book is.
Yes.
And speaking of book topics, I've got a couple of announcements. Next week, June 13th, is our third Lanyap series. And we'll be featuring Frank Ball. He's coming with the Story Power Hour. So as a writer, if you're thinking about a writer, if you're stuck on anything, join us on June 13th at the 7 o'clock hour, because we have the writer's guru in-house. He'll be available to answer questions. He'll be talking about different topics that writers are concerned with. And sometimes you get stuck on things, you know, when you're writing. And the rules of writing, you know, change frequently. So he's like an encyclopedia of what's happening in the writing world today, in the writing community. So join us next week on June 13th. We'll be featuring Frank Ball again. He'll be available to answer your writer's block questions, ideas that you may want to throw out to him, and you have questions about that. It's our Story Power Hour, part of our Lanyap series for this season. Also, I want to invite you to what we say hands down is the best writers conference in town, and that is the Roaring Lambs Writing Conference. Visit Roaring, R-O-A-R-I-N-G, lambs.org and find out more about the Writers Conference. Register to attend, because there's always a plethora of information. It's always so fulfilling. It's really gonna, and you learn so much. Don't you guys learn a lot from those writing conferences?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. It's just never, it's never repetitive from the year before. It's just always innovative speakers that are coming to us with a lot of energy. I hope I see you on June 25th at the Roaring Lambs Writing Conference. Just visit their website and you will be able to register and come on out. You know, I know everybody's been shy because of COVID, but I think we're moving about the country a little bit more now. Let this be one of your June activities.
Yes. Stella Alexander said, when you gave your thoughts, Haley, that was excellent.
Yes.
Brenda Smith says, what a beautiful inspiration Haley is to us all. God bless her and you all. Thank you for featuring this precious angel from God. Good night.
Oh.
And Kevin Huntley says, amen. God bless you all.
Yes. Good.
That's wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I'm glad you guys are enjoying Haley and her Haleyisms as much as we are. This is really, I love this book, Haley. Are you going to read another one for us?
One.
Do you want to?
Yes.
Well, I think we've got time for another one.
Before she reads, Stella wants Rosemary to know that she loved the isms inspired from Haley's isms. Oh. Wonderful thoughts.
Oh, thank you, Stella.
Yes. That was a great idea.
Thank you.
No. Hurry.
All right.
Oh. You think he'll recognize it?
Yeah.
I can't remember which one it was.
It's that one that me and my mom got.
No, I know, yeah. Let me see.
While she's looking for her ism, I had noted a lot that I liked.
Okay,
she got it.
Got it.
It may be what I said, but let's see.
I know, I'm waiting to see if anybody says my favorite too.
It says on page 21.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I love, I wish I could show you guys the pictures.
Yes,
they're
so
incredible.
Yes. You have to buy the book.
Yes.
Now, how about
go
that?
To joincompany.org.
Yes. Get a
go
copy
the picture of the
it.
Book,
it's
and
so
you'll
beautiful.
See all those beautiful pictures of my girl, yes. Haley.
And you can tell them who you said it to after you say it.
Okay. It says, "You look a little cool, but mostly not. Sometimes you just gotta say it."
That's right. You just gotta say it.
Tell her.
You just gotta,
you gotta tell us what's behind that.
Okay. So my
Uncle Kevin,
something was wrong with his hair, and I told him something. And I told him that you look a little cool, but mostly not sometimes. You just gotta say it. I told that to him.
You said that to him.
Something was wrong with his hair.
Oh, really?
And you were trying to spare him, right? You know what? I can sense that you were trying not to hurt his feelings. But sometimes you just gotta say it.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta say it.
It was so funny. He texted me because she was with him, and he texted me and he said, "Hey, Haley just said this." He said, "Should I be offended?" And I said, yeah.
It's kind of hard to be when it comes from something so sweet, you know?
Oh,
but,
God.
You know, I have a friend in my life who is like that. She just feels like, well, Joy, you know, let me just tell you, that did not look good.
That sounds like stealth.
Yeah, that's right. Don't, and then she'll call me after a show, do not ever wear that again. So,
oh,
who
awesome.
Knew all the time
oh, God.
That Stella was sharing Haley-isms?
I'll
have a different attitude toward them now.
I know it.
See?
I love it. But you know what? Everybody needs a good Haley-ism. You got to have that good person in your life who's going to be
tell
honest and tell you the truth. Because guess what? I bet your uncle never goes out with that hairstyle again.
Look at that.
So you've shared with some of the Haley-isms that you liked, and we love them all. And I know you've got one, but I'm going to share mine.
Yes,
the one
I was
going to
suggest
favored.
We each do.
Yeah. I liked Haley-ism number 21. Because you know what? When I was reading through all of these many Haley-isms, this one was like my personal mantra for myself. This is something that I truly believe and try hard to live. And it's not number 21, I'm sorry. That's the one you just did.
Yeah.
That's the one that Stella truly believes. But it was Haley-ism number 18.
Okay.
I love this.
Yeah.
And it says, whenever you can spend time with your family, you should do it.
Yes.
Time goes by fast. I'm 5 years old already. Mama said, how did that happen so quickly? And I said, I don't know, because I was having just too much fun with my family.
I know that fits you perfectly, because you love your family.
I do.
Exactly.
I do.
I'm telling you, your family don't ever have to wonder, does Joy love me?
Yeah.
Because you love with all your heart and all your soul and all your being.
She wants to say something.
Yeah.
I like spending time with my family because I love them so much because they mean a lot to me.
Yes, I get it.
Yes.
I get that wholeheartedly.
And I like to do lots of things with them, too.
Yes, so do I, you know. And I especially love my nieces and nephews, especially. And, Haley, let me tell you something. Don't get me talking about family. Rose, tell me when to shut up. Because I now have 60 nieces and nephews.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Haley, like, wow, what is going on?
I do. And that's several generations. It spans three generations, but it's 60 of them. And 2 months ago, I had a set of triplets, nieces and nephews born. Yes, so I've been on a family high, and it's going to go throughout the end of the year.
So tell us what the triplets were what?
Two girls who are identical. And a little boy who looks like them, but he was in his own separate sack.
Yeah.
Oh, and the girls are really identical. They're going to have hard times telling them apart.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes, yes. And this is one of my nephews who had the three. And the thing about it is that he has a set of girl twins that are 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Then he has a three-year-old. And now he has triplets.
See,
and I had to be the auntie to ask them, what is in the water y'all drinking up there? Yeah, but they're doing well. And they're a couple of months old now. And I haven't seen them yet in person. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
They are cute.
Thank you. Thank you. So the cool thing about being a wonderful big sister is that when your little sister and your little brother grow up and have children, you can start counting your nieces and nephews.
Yay.
And you will simply love being an auntie.
Uncle Kevin says, laugh out loud, I love you. Stella Alexander's cracking up at us.
So Uncle Kevin is hearing you talk about him on the radio show, and I don't want to say anything, you know, to put a damper on things, but our show gets a pretty large listenership. So Kevin, a lot of people have heard about your hairdo tonight.
Awesome.
You want to do your favorite first, or
favorite was number 24.
For once, we didn't all pick the same thing.
I know, right?
Can't believe it.
It says, when life gets crazy, turn up the spa music. And I do that all the time. There's a lot of noise in my house. Every time you call, I say, can I turn this down 1 second? You know? And my little ism for that was, rejoice, be glad, and enjoy yourself. Yeah? Because sometimes, you know, as you said, if we don't do that, we go bonkers, you know? So you have to rejoice, put on your spa music, put on your praise and worship music, anything that's going to make you simmer down a little bit. And not worry too much.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Tell Miss Rosemary what you you like more now than you... She loved spa music, but tell her what you listen to the most now. Tell her, say it.
It's smooth jazz.
I love it.
Girlfriend. I knew there was a reason why I love that so much. I'll let you keep her, but can I just share her sometimes?
I'll let you share her.
Thank you.
I won't be selfish.
Girl, that is the most wonderful experience.
Yes.
Smooth jazz.
She did a video of she did like a YouTube type video of how to do your hair, and in the background all you can hear is this smooth jazz going on. I'll show it to you sometime.
You know what, Haley, you are a young a little girl of many colors. You like to do a lot of different things. You're very vibrant. And there's just something so special about tonight's show and being in your presence.
Yes.
We talked about your dancing, ballet, tap, and jazz. We talked about your experience with basketball and the fact that you're thinking about soccer. But there's something else that you've been playing with that you like to do. What is that? Probably a lot of things. I probably need to be more specific, but
I like painting.
Yes,
that's what I was thinking.
So tell us about your painting. What do you like to paint, and how did you start painting?
I like to paint like animals or like whatever, or like random things or something really nice or something really colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And when I used to start, I used to scribble a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I made this picture and it had lines on it, and I would just fill the whole page with lines on it.
Okay.
And I would add something in the inside of it and it would be a square, and it would, I would think I would make more lines inside the squares.
Very creative. Ooh. Yeah, that's
sounds
very creative.
Abstract. Yes.
Now, I like that you you like to paint animals, because before the show, we were talking a little bit, and you do have a favorite animal, don't you?
It's a sloth.
Oh,
it's a sloth.
And you're the first person that I've ever met in real life who ever thought that a sloth was their, that I know of, to be their favorite animal. So what do you like about sloths?
They're brown.
Okay.
They're slow.
Very.
They hang on trees all the time.
Mm.
And they eat leaves that are green.
Yes.
And they have long claws on them.
They do.
They're like that long.
Uh huh.
Wow.
On each finger, they're long. And they can climb on stuff slowly.
Yeah, they do.
And they.
So have you ever seen one in person in real life?
Yes.
Where?
I went to this SeaQuest place,
uh-huh.
And I saw a sloth, and he was climbing on the,
was it a
like
branch?
Something. No, these were
ones
that were in the baskets.
No, was that silver thing that he was climbing on when he was doing that?
Like a little wheel or something?
Get that list.
The one in the basket that you got to pet, you remember petting him, you and Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
You also
so you actually touched him?
Yes. I also remember that one at SeaQuest when I saw that little one climbing on the branch, and it was so high, and I didn't get to see it that much.
That was the aquarium.
Aquarium is what I mean.
Yeah.
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 That's amazing.
You also said that sloths look like they always have a what?
Smile.
You're doing it now.
Smile.
Smile.
Well, I can see why you fall in love with it. Why you fell in love with them, and I might look at them from a different perspective after today. I think I'll go home and look them up again online. I've had a lot of fun visiting with you tonight,
yes.
Haley, and I hope you've enjoyed being here. Have you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good. I'm so glad, and I'm very glad for your book, Haleyisms, A Kid's View of Life. You'll be very glad for this book, too. So visit us at joyandcompany.org and get your copy of Haleyisms. We've laughed a lot tonight, and we are, you know, we've been smiling all hour long, and that's exactly what you'll do when you get your hands on this book. It will make you smile.
John Lewis Perez has a laughing face with tears coming down. And she's told me to tell you, Haley, I'm going to have to look at the sloth again.
I love it. Well, it's time for us to take a break and prepare to come back with our second author. And it's a children's book, another one of my favorites. So you guys, grab something to drink. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Come back and hang out with us for a little bit longer tonight.